I'm fascinated by the power of our minds, and when we remove some of the barriers to creativity, where we can go. And I'll explain with this little story from today. So, I'm involved in a group called Create Money Group, and it's a group of people who want to attend a training next year that I'm involved in, and they want to create the funds to do that. It's about £10,000, let's say. And so we got asked some questions today, and the three questions, or the four questions, were: how could this happen in the world? So you, without having any premature practicality, just how could you end up with that amount of money? What would you need to do to encourage that to happen? And what else, or who else, could help you bring that into being? But the most powerful one for me was, what would have to happen for this to occur? And so I sat down and thought, well, you know, what would I have to do, and how could this happen in the world? And I did just brainstormed all these ideas about how I could. In actual fact, what I found is that if all the things came off that I thought about, which were all, although, you know, we were supposed to not think about practicality, they were all actually possibilities, excluding anything like gifting money or inheritance from a relative that you didn't know that had died, and stuff like that. Stuff that could really truly happen. I actually ended up creating something in the region of £90,000 in a half hour sat down. And then what would have to happen for this to occur? It gets so possible when you sit down and think about what would you need to do, what would have to happen to make this occur. Amazing, absolutely amazing. And even though this is where I work, this is the field that I work in, it's still, I still forget it, and it still amazes me when I do it for myself. With love.